Good morning to everyone, or good evening, or good night. This is a strange way to give a shiur, but these are very special times, difficult times, and I so much miss the interaction, seeing the hundreds of people sitting in the Beis Medrash, engaging, asking questions. That's what a shiur should be like. Hamaksha v'hatartzen, tiyufta v'piruka. But at least we could take advantage of modern technology to enhance Talmud Torah and to be Marbitz Torah without sitting together. So these are testing times, and we're all worried and stressed out. Worried about ourselves, about our children, about our loved ones, about our communities, and about Klal Yisrael, and about the world. Because this is a global phenomenon. And we need to daven that, let us hope and pray and daven that b'korov, we should be able to come back to our blessed routine of lilmoid ulelamed, davening together and learning together. So last week I discussed the coronavirus and how people are supposed to act and react and respond in a time of the outbreak of a pandemic, or when there is a threat of an epidemic breaking out. And I made it very clear, my opinion is we must follow the rules and comply with the regulations. And that is why I'm sitting here in my office giving you this shiur and not out there in the Bote Midrashos and Bote Knesios. So the topic we will be discussing today is related to the special challenge, but not directly. And what I want to discuss today is the Torah approach, the halachic approach of a healthy lifestyle. Do we have sources in Torah Shebichsav and or Torah Shebal Peh, not only dealing with healing the sick, the ill, but with preventive measures and just keeping a healthy lifestyle to prevent illness? So we have sugyas and shas, primarily a lengthy sugya Masechet Gittin, dealing with different cures for different maladies, for different illnesses, and what is good for this sickness and what is good for that sickness. But today I would like to discuss and focus on just having a healthy lifestyle and preventive measures and not dealing with illness after it strikes. So as an introduction to today's shiur, even before we deal with the various sources, I just want to discuss an interesting contradiction, seeming to be a contradiction in the Rambam. So the Rambam in Moy Nevuchim Chele Gimel, the entire section Chele Gimel Moy Nevuchim deals with Tamei HaMitzvahs, the explanation and the understanding of the various mitzvahs. And in Chele Gimel Perek Chav Zayin, I just quote one line from the Rambam. Kavonos klal ha-toiro. Kavonos klal ha-toiro shnei dvorim. V'heim, tikkun ha-nefesh v'tikkun ha-guf. All the mitzvahs in the Torah are to achieve two goals and two objectives, and shnei inyonim, tikkun ha-nefesh and tikkun ha-guf. That's in Moyen Avuchim, Chele Gimel, Chav Zayin. The Rambam in his introduction to Shas, Perasha Mishnah L'Shas, and I'm giving you another quote, a very brief quote. Ki tchilas ha-seichel yitzayir. It is self-evident and self-obvious. Tikkun ha-nefesh b'churban ha-guf. Tikkun ha-guf u'churban ha-nefesh. So the Rambam in his introduction describes the Guf and the Nefesh as adversaries, as enemies, standing one against the other and fighting it out. And Tikkun HaNefesh b'Churban HaGuf, Churban HaNefesh b'Tikkun HaGuf, and Zekish Zekam Zenoifel, like Yaakov and Esav, fighting it out. How does that fit in with the other Rambam? Klal Kavonas HaTorah Shnei Devorim, Tikkun HaNefesh b'Tikkun HaGuf. So my understanding would be, and this is very poshut to me, one needs to care for his body, for the health and well-being of his body. And that is the kavanah of the Rambam. Klal kavanah satoyre shnei devorim. Our neshama is dependent on our body. And the Ramo explains that is exactly what we say, roife chol bosor umaf li lazois. We don't know what a neshama is. We don't know how to define a neshama. But this is one of the Seudas Abriya, one of the secrets and mysteries of creation, that our neshama, which is defined as a chelek aloka memal, which is totally pure, sublime, has nothing to do with gashmius, but it is dependent on your body. And therefore, you need to care for the host. You need to care for your body, a healthy soul and a healthy body. And that is very clear to the Rambam. The Rambam was a physician. The Rambam wrote Sifrei Refuah. And in even Perek Dalet of Hilchos Deos in the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam deals at length with a healthy lifestyle, with preventive measures. So what does the Rambam mean in his introduction to Shas when he says, Tikkun HaNefesh B'Chur Ben HaGuf and Chur Ben HaNefesh B'Tikkun HaGuf? What he means is idolizing one's body, one's the human form. And so in art, whether it's paintings or sculptures, and in art, you know, great artists idolized the human body, the beauty of one's body, and people in the entire world spend hours and weeks and months and years of bodybuilding and showing off your nakedness, and that is totally detrimental and totally against Kedusha and Tahara and Torah Hashkofa. Having a healthy body, yes, but indulging and pampering your body and building your body, and the Tarbus Haguf, the culture of bodiness, that is totally detrimental, and it goes against everything we believe in and everything that we cherish and is precious to us. And that is what the Rambam means in source number 2, Tikkun HaNefesh B'Chur Ben HaGuf, and Tikkun HaGuf Chur Ben HaNefesh. But yes, the Rambam more than anyone else was aware and preached the importance of a healthy lifestyle. Not only Mekansha Nitnu Rashus L'Roifa L'Rapois, as we learn in Bava Kama Pei Aleph. Yes, treating the ill is a mitzvah. Turning to the doctors is a mitzvah when you're ill, but it is of extreme importance having a healthy lifestyle and preventing illness. Sefer Chasidim, you know, the Rambam was the Ish Eshkoilis, the greatest teacher. But some Gedolim throughout the ages weren't very happy about the Moreh Nevoichim, but now I'm quoting Sefer Chasidim, and Sefer Chasidim is all the way to the right, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Sefer Chasidim, two different publications. In one it's Sifyut Zion, and the other one, which the more common one, is Tov Kuf Tzadik Beis. Sefer Chasidim writes, Roifa Chochem, a wise doctor, prevents illness. It's preferable to treating illness. A wise doctor would advise his patients how to prevent illness, how to have a healthy lifestyle, preferable to treating the sick and the ill. And allegorically, the Sefer Chasidim writes, it's the same with Ruchnius. It is preferable not to do Avedis than to do Avedis and then have to do Tshuva. A wise teacher teaches his Talmidim how to prevent avoinois v'chatoim v'pshoim, rather than teaching them how to repent and how to do tshuva. So this is an interesting parallel that the Sefer Chasidim draws between Tikkun HaNefesh and Tikkun HaGuf. So let us start with sources in Chazal. But before I start with Chazal, just a general comment. 200 years ago, in Austria, there was a very famous physician, a very famous doctor, and his name was Johann Peter Frank. He was a pioneer in public hygiene. And he wrote books about medicine and especially about public hygiene. And he exalted, and he was in a spoil from Chachmei HaTalmud, from the Jewish sources, how much they knew about cleanliness and public hygiene. And they were the most advanced sources, the way he saw it. And that was an Austrian guy. I think it was a German, but he practiced in Austria. And he died exactly 199 years ago. Johann Peter Frank, and he was aware of Chachmei HaGemora being the pioneers in the area of public hygiene and personal hygiene and a healthy lifestyle as preventing illness. So there's amazing Gemara in Shabbos Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Huna asks his son Rabbah, why don't you go to learn by Rav Chisda, the Machadet in Shmatzei? My friend Rav Chisda is such a big charef, and you have so much to learn from him. Why don't you sit in the yeshiva of Rav Chisda? And Rabbah responds in a strange way, and he says, why should I go to Rav Chisda? I once went to him, and he talked to me about mele de alma, about nonsense. So Rav Huna asks his son Rabbah, what did he talk about? He tried to teach me how one needs to act in the Besa Kisa. Don't do it too fast, don't do it too slow, because this is dangerous and that is dangerous. I thought he's going to teach me Bekiyas and Charifas and Lamdas and Halacha. And he spent time teaching me what I'm supposed to do in the toilet. That's what Rabbi tells Rav Huna. So why should I go to Rav Chisda? And Rav Huna responds, is that so? He spoke to you about life, about health. Kol shekein, zil legabei. So you convince me even more than I thought originally. Go to Rav Chisda. You have so much to learn from him. So Rav Huna makes it clear, yes, learning about health and how to keep your body healthy is as important as anything else one could teach you. And that is part of the mitzvah, Shom Elocho v'shmoy nafshech u'moyed u'nishmarta moyed l'nafshesechem. So a week ago, we spoke about the mitzvah to avoid danger, to prevent danger, bekum v'seh b'shev al taisem. But we spoke about external danger. And what I want to focus on today is to avoid illness, to prevent illness, and just to have a healthy lifestyle. Many sources in Shas, we find Chazal dealing at great length with dietary means, what a healthy diet is, and not only dietary means, the Doram Peyomit Beis, we find a fascinating machlokes about a time of famine. There isn't enough water. So one city has an abundant supply of water. They have enough to drink and also for laundry, for cleanliness. A neighboring town is lacking drinking water. Does the town need to give away its water that it designated for hygiene, for doing laundry, washing your homes? Do they need to share their water with a neighboring town that doesn't have drinking water? So what we see from this Gemara is that Chazal were very well aware of the importance of cleanliness and doing your laundry and keeping your homes clean and your linen clean, which goes back 2,000 years, more than 2,000 years, and Chazal were aware of the need for public hygiene. Dietary measures, Brachas Daf Mem Amud Aleph. It's quoted in the name of Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya was the greatest of Amiroim, Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Achar kol achila zchu toichel melach, achar kol shtiyah zchu shtei mayim ve'i atu nizoik. And Chazal go into a lengthy discussion which foods would prevent askara, which would prevent reyach hapeh, which would prevent machalas lev. And Chazal deal with having a proper diet, eating the right things. And brochas nun dalad omed beis. Asora dvorem mevi'im esa odom l'dei tachtoinios. And tachtoinios is an illness. It's a sickness. And what are the preventive measures? And all those are dangerous and they will cause illness. Shabbos daf yud amud beis. When should one should eat it? Not only what he should eat, but when. So shoreshoyna machaludim shniya machalistim shlishes machayoshem machal tamid chachamim. And then Abaye says the importance of eating pas shachris. That's an additional source. Ksuvis daf yud amud beis. Chazal speak about dates, the importance of dates, and how they could prevent different illnesses. So all these sources, I think I quoted about five or six sources in the Talmud in Shas, deal with just having a healthy lifestyle and preventing illness. Now let's deal with the Rishonim. And I want to quote primarily four different Rishonim, starting from left, moving right. And what is interesting about the coming stage of this shir is that many Rishonim interpret various mitzvahs in the Torah as mitzvahs whose objective is to prevent illness. Which brings us to a far greater discussion, Darshin and Tameh Dekro. So in Minchas Susha Parshas Chukas, I wrote a lengthy discussion. And Be'ezus Hashem, the coming edition, which we already published Chumash Bereishis, and I hope in the next few months we will have the other Chumashim as well. So in the coming version, it'll be far expanded. But in Parshas Chukas, there's a discussion about the relevance and the weight of Tamei HaMitzvot. So what I will quote now is not really Negeya LaHalacha, but it's an interesting analysis of some of the great Rishonim defining and explaining entire areas of Torah as designated to prevent illness. As a general comment, the Rambam split the Mishnah Torah into 14 sections, 14 Sforim. Sefer Kedusha includes three halachas, Isur Ebir, Machoras Asurois, Shechita. The Rambam, with his infinite wisdom, defined these areas of halacha are Yesoid Kedushas Yisrael. And that is why this is Sefer Kedusha. What we will become aware of is an interesting point that some of the Rishonim defined these three areas as not only being the essential components of Kedusha, but rather healthy lifestyle. The Rambam himself, Mor Nevuchim Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Ches, says that most of the Machoras Asurais, which is all the Minim Hatmeim, the prohibited species that are prohibited for consumption, Behema, Vachaya, Oifes, Vedogim, are because these species are not healthy. They're detrimental to one's health, and that is why the Torah assert them. So the Rambam has an interesting comment, which I find fascinating. Chazir is not unhealthy, so why did the Torah prohibit pig? Because pigs are so filthy. And if you're going to have pigs in your yard, that is not, that goes against basic hygiene. Nezem Zov Ba'av Chazir, the Mishnah and Ovis, the early commentaries say, if you put a gold ring in the nose of a pig and a chazir is noiver ba'ashpo, then that beautiful gold ring will become so filthy. So the Rambam explains the Machoras Asurais. Why were they prohibited? Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they will harm your health. I don't think scientists, biologists, dietitians today will necessarily agree with this assumption, but Tosfos already writes in Moed Kotten Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that we do not rely on Refuas B'Yemei Chazal. Things have changed. So whatever has to do with medicine and with a healthy lifestyle, אין לכו אלו שויפת שביומכו. And we don't necessarily rely on the Rambam or even on Chazal. And that is what Tosfos makes clear in Moed Katan Yud Aleph Omed Aleph. So I am not trying to be the sources to tell you what to do and what not to do, what to eat and what not to eat, just to prove that some of the Rishonim actually interpreted Mitzvot Torah as being focused on preserving your health. So that's the Rambam. And why do I start with the Rambam and Moed Nevuchim? This is an interesting argument throughout the ages, how to relate to the Moed Nevuchim of the Rambam. Some Gedolim, some of the greatest Gedolim throughout the ages, were very uncomfortable with the Moed Nevuchim. Notably the Gra. In Bir HaGro, Yoredei Kufa and Tes, he attacks the Moed Nevuchim, and he says the Rambam was influenced by the Greek philosophers, and that was a mistake. You gotta be a Vilna Gaon to have the courage to challenge the Rambam, but he did. And his predecessor was Tshuva Zarivash. Tshuva Zarivash goes back 200 years before the Gaon, 300 years before the Gaon. And the Rivash writes that some of the things we find in Moed Nevuchim aren't necessarily the Rambam's real Ashkofa and real opinion. It was written Le Tshuva Zaminim. That's the Tshuva Zarivash. I think, and once again, my opinion is also based on giants throughout the ages, I think the Rambam is the Rambam. The Rambam in Moed Nevuchim is the same Rambam as the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, the same Rambam as Sefer HaMitzvos. Gedol HaChassidus exalted the Moed Nevuchim, most notably the Divrei Chaim. So let me share with you a few words about this personality, the Tzanzar of the Divrei Chaim. He was unique in the history of Chassidus. Why was he unique? There were many Gedolim, Chassidish masters that were Gedolei Ador, that were huge Talmid HaChachamim. Who doesn't know about the Chiddush HaRim? Who was one of the greatest Gedolim? And the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shel HaRebbe. So the Avnei Nezer actually introduced a new Derech HaLimud in Poland. What Rabbi Chaim Brisker did in Lithuania, the Avnei Nezer did in Poland. And he was a giant. And even the first generation of Talmidei Avil Shem Tov, we have the Meir Nesivim, who was world Shalos Tshuvos, and he was a great Gaon, the Menorah HaTahira, and Hilchos Shabbos was a Talmud of the Mezritcha Magid. The Yisroel Moshe wrote the Tshuvos Heshev Moshe, which is an unbelievable Gadlish Sefer, and many others. But the Divrei Chaim was unique as being the Poisek Hador in his generation. Together with Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, Rabbi Shloime Kluger, he was not only known to be a great Lamdan and a great Talmud Chochem, he was one of the greatest halachic authorities of his generation, and that was the Divrei Chaim. And he has a Sefer al Torah, which is also unique and different than all the other Chassidish Sforim, and he quotes the Moed Nevuchim all the time. Rabbi Gershon Heinech Radziner, who was known as the Baal HaTcheles, has a Hagdomeh in his father's Sefer. I just need to introduce this forum because many of you never heard of them. So the first Ishbitzer Rebbe was the Mei HaShiloach. His son, the second Ishbitzer Rebbe, was the Beis Yankov. His son was no longer Ishbitzer. And Ishbitzer morphed into Radzin. And he was the Radzina Rebbe, the Baal HaTcheles. And Rabbi Gershon Heinech was a tremendous Ilui. He wrote a very famous Sefer on Kalim and Aholos, Sidre Taharis. And he has an introduction to his father's Sefer Beis Yankov in which he argues that the Moed Nevuchim is full of Sisri Torah and Kabbalah. Well, seems to be far-fetched. We always knew that the Rambam was a philosopher and not a Mekubal. You gotta be an Ilui like Gershon Heinech, Rabbi Gershon Heinech, to argue that the Moed Nevuchim is a Kabbalah Sefer. But he has many arguments. Some of them are questionable, but one argument is a very powerful one. So Chelek Gimel in Moed Nevuchim is all about Ta'amei HaMitzvos. And usually the Rambam writes very simple Ta'amim, and the Ramban in the Perash HaRatoy attacks the Rambam in a few different places on the Ta'amim and the reasoning and the rationale that the Rambam suggests for Mitzvos. So the Rambam explains all the Klei Mikdash, till he comes to Lechem Aponim and he says, I don't know what the Lechem Aponim is about. And that's strange. Do you say Askinu Sudoso, the tefillah of the Ari in Sudas Shabbos? Yegalan lontame de treisa nahame. We say Askinu Sudoso in the morning. Kodesh Baruch Hu should reveal the secret of Lechem Aponim, because Ari HaKodesh says that secret will be revealed only by Bias HaGoyel, by Bias HaMashiach. So Rav Gershon Hainich writes that Rambam couldn't make something up to explain Lechem Aponim. Well, he has ideas explaining all the other Kalim, all the other Avoidus. This proves that the Moreh Nevuchim is Kabbalah, not only philosophy. It's an interesting argument, but nevertheless. So the Moreh Nevuchim was the focus of controversy throughout the ages. So let's move on to other Rishonim. Source number two is the Ralbag. Ralbag Parshas Mishpotam explaining the Yisra Bosa B'cholov. And the Ralbag says many mitzvahs in Torah have dual meanings, double standards. One is Ruchnius and the other is just preserving your health. And Bosa B'cholov could be detrimental to your health. And that is why the Torah asked Bosa B'cholov. So the Ralbag indicates it's not only about your health, but it's also about your health. So Ralbag is number two. That the Ralbag, once again, was questionable. He was one of the great Rishonim, but some Gedolim of his time came out against some of the passages in his Sforim in the Ralbag. So maybe the Moreh Nevuchim and the Ralbag wouldn't be the most convincing sources, but we're moving right. Five different sources in Sefer HaChinuch. Somewhat a discussion who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, which is not entirely clear, but in all likelihood, the Sefer HaChinuch was composed by the Ra'o, who was one of the great Rishonim, definitely mainstream. And the Sefer HaChinuch in five different sources, Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, explaining the Isser of Treifus. So the Chinuch writes, an animal that is a treifa, one of the chai treifas, is sick. And that sickness might be transmitted to people that will eat its meat. And that is why the Torah asked treifa. Kuf Mem Zayin, he says the same about chelev. Chelev is not healthy. At least that would be agreed upon by everyone today. Chelev is pure fat. Cannot be good for you. But the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Mem Zayin, explains the Yisr of Chelev, Kuf Nun Dalet, all the Minim Atmeim, the prohibited species, the same as the Moreh Nevuchim that I quoted. And now this is a surprise, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Vav. Nido, Zovo, Yoledes, why are they Tomei? Because anything excessive is not healthy. And that extra blood is not good. And that is why that is the source of Timas Nido and Zovo. And he goes over that idea in Kufa in Ches. So that moves us from Shchita and Macholas Asurais to Isure Bia. All those three central halachas of Sefer Kedusha of the Rambam. And now we move further right to the Ramban. The Ramban is Rosh V'Rishon L'Rabbeinu HaRishonim. The Ramban is real mainstream. Center Shebis Center. Because the Ramban was not only the greatest teacher of his generation, he was one of the greatest Mekubolim in the days of the Rishonim, before the Ari HaKadosh. And the Ramban also in five different sources, the Ramban's interpretation, various different mitzvahs, is about your health. Parsha Shmini, the Ramban says, Chelev would negatively affect the reproductive system. The human reproductive organs would be negatively affected by Chelev. Parsha Yisroi speaks about Orla, no longer meat, no longer animals, but fruits. And when a tree begins giving fruit, those fruit are not good for your health. And that is source number two in the Ramban. The Ramban of Parshas Metzora, similar to the Sefer Chinuch that I just quoted, why does a Zav or a Nidah bring, or a Yoledes need to bring a Korban? Because that is like an illness, and they need to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu for making them well. The Ramban of Parshas Re'eh, Macholois Asurois, like the Chinuch and like the Rambam, Memoy Nevuchim, the detrimental to your health. And in the Ramban, in his famous drosha, Toiras Hashem Tamimo, says the same as the Ralbag. So Macholos Asurois Shebe Toira are because they're bad for your body and bad for your neshama as well. Specifically focusing on the prohibited birds. So all the raptors are also ba'achila. So raptors, probably most of them know, you know what a raptor is, birds of prey. So because they kill other birds, if you eat their flesh, you get the midas achzorios, and that is the negative effect on your neshama, but they're also bad for your health. So we quoted the Ramban, Chinuch, Moyer Nevuchim, and Ralbag, and their basic interpretation dealing with mitzvahs HaTorah is, yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu cares not only about your neshamas, cares about your bodies as well. And many of the mitzvahs are all about your health. The Abarbanel, 300 years later, disagrees with this entire approach. And the Abarbanel says, no, I think it's a mistake to define and to explain mitzvahs HaTorah as what is healthy and unhealthy, what is good and what is bad for your health. Then Ramban argues, if that would be the rationale of Macholos Asurois Shebe Torah, then Jews should live longer than non-Jews, they should be stronger than non-Jews. And usually, what defined Jews was not their prowess and not their strength. And, well, Jews never were on top of the game in sports. We ain't more healthy than Goyim. What defined us and what set us apart were always our minds and not our bodies and not our power. So the Abarbanel Benel says, so why aren't Jews healthier than Goyim? And many foods that are very bad for your health, nevertheless, they're permissible. They're not prohibited. And some of the prohibited macholos are not necessarily bad for your health. So the Abarbanel says, it's all about your neshama. And all those macholos asuris is because they negatively affect your neshama. And then came the Ari HaKadosh, and he even rejects the Abarbanel as well. And according to the Mekubalim, well, the Ramban was a Mekubal as well, but according to Kabbalah's Ha'ari, which is based primarily on the Zohar, mitzvahs are all about abstracts, about Esa Sfiras and Oilem Meselyonim and Shemes and Tekumim and Yoridas and Shefa. Because in Kisvei Ari there's a lot of discussion about Tamei Mitzvot, and it's a totally different approach. Nothing to do with your health, and not even like the Abarbanel. The Torah didn't ask the Macholos Asurois because they will negatively impact your neshama. They will negatively impact your neshama because they're osar ba'achila, and not the other way around. So according to the Ari and the great Mekubalim, Tamei Mitzvot have nothing to do with the nature of those foodstuffs. It has to do only with abstract ruchnius, with the sviris and the shemis and the oilemis, and that is a totally different approach defining macholos asurois. But everybody agrees, yes, that is agreeable by everyone, as we find in many sources in Talmud and in the Rambam. In Hilchos Deos, it's not only in the Sforim Chitzonim of the Rambam, in his medical writings, but in Hilchos Deos, which is an integral part of the Mishnah Torah and Perek Daled, he speaks about a healthy lifestyle, about exercise and about activities and about what you eat and when you eat and how you eat. So yes, we should focus and try to understand and learn how to preserve our health and preserve our bodies. So these difficult days we are in, maybe we will take upon ourselves some fundamentals that should stay with us even after this plague moves on. I hope this will be the end of those public towels that we find in every shul and in every yeshiva, which are awful. Time has come to throw them out and use paper towels. Well, slightly more expensive, at least in Israel, but it's what we need to preserve our health and many other things. Washing your hands thoroughly with soap many times a day. So in my shul, some people like to kiss my hands. Sometimes I object, sometimes I don't. But when that ceremony is over, I always walk outside and wash my hands thoroughly. So these are customs that everybody became aware of now, and I hope they will stay with us. So these are stressful days. And as I said at the beginning of today's shiur and many other opportunities, we need to follow the rules. And we need to do exactly what the authorities tell us to do. Yes, it is something of the Jewish genius, genome. As the Torah says, Am Chacham V'Navan, but sometimes we're too smart, and some of us are really Oyba Chachamim, if you know what that means. And there are always those amongst us that understand better than anyone else. But we need to follow the rules. It is the only way to prevent widespread outbreak of a pandemic. So some people argue, well, it's just like the flu. It kills people. It doesn't kill the young, the healthy. But there are tens of thousands amongst us who might be very vulnerable, and they deserve to live as well. The elderly, the compromised, the thousands of people that are on chemotherapy and other treatments, they deserve to live as well. And we have no right, directly or indirectly, to put their lives in jeopardy. I spoke about the halachic aspects at length last week. I want to suggest a few zgulas, because we always look for zgulas. But to my dismay, as I said many times, the stranger the zgula is, the more appeal it usually has to us. So people will go to the Kotel 12 o'clock by night by Chatzos and say Shir HaShirim and wait for lizards to come out of the cracks by Avnei HaKotel and all kinds of strange things. But the real zgulas are the ones that we find in Chazal and the great Rishonim. And usually they're not strange, they're not esoteric, they're not out of the box. But those are the real ones. Three zgulas, all of them are associated with the Seder Hayom and Seder HaTfilah. To be diligent about Meir Brochas B'Kol Yoim. That's Rabbi Yochanan Menoches Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Mo Hashem Elokecho Doresh Mimcho, Rabbi Yochanan Dashen Zmo is Meir. Chayav Odom Lavorech Meir Brochas B'Kol Yoim. But the background to this halacha, the Torah brings in Simen Mem Vav, in the name of Rav Natroinoi Goin. In the days of David HaMelech, it was a terrible megaif, a pandemic, and 100 people perished every day, and no one knows what it is. What causes this terrible epidemic and this terrible tragedy? And David HaMelech was revealed to him by Ruach HaKodesh that Meir Brochas B'Kol Yoim will prevent that tragedy. And that is David HaMelech that was metaken Meir Brochas B'Kol Yoim, and the plague stopped. So this is a source of the Gaonim quoted by the Torah in Simen Mem Vav. Meir Brochas B'Kol Yoim will prevent tragedy, and especially Bizman Mageifa. Number two is Ketores, saying Parshas Ketores b'kol yom. Rebbe Kiva Eger, in the letter I quoted last week, in Igros Rebbe Kiva Eger Siman Ayin Aleph, the letter I discussed at length, when the cholera epidemic struck, and Rebbe Kiva Eger writes, no more than 15 people at once to be in the Beis Medrash. And if number 16 will want to come in, we should have the police take him out. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger writes. In that very same letter he says, everyone should say Parshas Ketores b'kol yom. And that is a Zohar. Zohar Bereishis, Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Rav Pinchas met Eliyahu HaNavi. And he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, do you have something positive to give me I could share with people? Do you have an Eitzah Tova to suggest? And Eliyahu HaNavi told him, Parshas Ketores prevents Mageifa. So in Parshas Korach, when tragedy struck, Vayoyma Moshe El Aharon, Kachas Amachta V'tenu Leu Eish Mi'al HaMizbeach V'sim Ketores, V'hoylech Meheru Elu Eidu V'chaper Aleyem Ki Yotzu HaKetzef, and Heichal HaNegev Ba'am V'yitinas Ketores V'yachaper Aloam V'tiyotzer HaMageifo. So Eliyahu HaNavi revealed the secret to Rav Pinchas, and we find that in Zohar Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf. Whenever we say Parshas Ketores, that is a segula against Mageifa, against epidemic. That's a Zohar. And Rabbi Kiva Eger was the greatest gadol of his generation, actually suggests in the times of epidemic to say Ketores. So some of you, the B'nai Torah, never said Ketores, because you don't say Enkel Okeinu at the end of davening, that's Musach Sfarad, and you don't say Karbonos at the beginning of davening. But in a time like this, say Ketores. That's a Sgula. Number three is Parshas Uakeda, and that is also in Tikkunei HaZoya. Some of you might not know what is Tikkunei HaZoya. 70 Tikkunim, 70 Perushim, lengthy Perushim from the Zohar on one word, very first word in Torah, Bereishis. 70 Tikkunim, and it's just amazing to learn Tikkunei HaZohar, and we get this understanding and feeling of depth. One word, Bereishis, and the Zohar, an entire Chibur, 70 Perushim and one word. One of the Perushim Bereishis is Boro Tayish. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a goat. Boro Tayish, and that means Eloi Shel Yitzchok. Ayel Acha Nechas B'Svach B'Karnov. And the Zohar says, whenever we will say Parshas Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Sitra Achra, to the Mekatreg, Al Tishlach Yotko El Anar. And that's a segula against Mageifa. Tshuva Tefillah V'Tzedakah Mavira Nesraya HaGzeira. We need to daven, we need to say Tehillim, we need to learn, we need to do Chesed. But if you're looking for segulas, those are the segulas. So the Beis Yosef and Mem Vav makes the list of Mea Brochas B'Kol Yom. Go over that list and see whether you have them all. If you don't, fill them in. But you gotta say Mea Brochas B'Kol Yom. Segula number one. Segula number two, Parshas Ketores. That's a Zohar, Eliyahu HaNavi, recommended by Rabbi Kiva Eger. Number three, Parshas Uakeda. So it'll take you another few minutes every day. Those minutes are a good investment. Another few minutes every day. That is what you could do for others, for your family, for your community, for the world. So let us hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take this away. Kol Midei Shamayim. Nothing happens only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason for everything. So do your best. Learn. Daven. Do Chesed. And those are the Zgulas. May brachas, ketores, pashas working. Shenishma v'nesbasa b'seres toivos Yeshuas v'nachamos, and we should be zoche b'korah b'yomeinu to Yeshuas Elamim, b'bias goel tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.